You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
It's way too serious right now.
I know, that's what I said.
Yo, what up, guys? It's your boy, DJ Jesse Janity, here in studio for the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Vampire Diaries from Who the Bell Tolls. I am in studio. I feel like I have to talk like this.
Well, it's getting ready for Halloween.
Yes.
You know, very spooky.
This episode was morbid as hell, so.
Right. perfect scenario for us. We have Paige Sullivan joining
us. Hey, happy to be back.
Roxy Stryer.
Hello.
And overall, good episode.
Yeah, great episode.
That was the grossest under-exaggeration of the entire year. The episode was amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
Literally
And I'm
amazing.
Glad because we've been kind of iffy about this season.
I think it started off slow, and then we're also watching the originals as Vampire Diary fans, so we're constantly wanting it to be better, and then this episode, it just... It went for it, and they killed it.
I mean, just this week in general, we'll talk about originals later, but for both shows, I can't even. The show was so good tonight.
So much happened, and so much that we've been waiting for happened, and I think that's why it was so great.
And even though it'll come later, we'll talk about it. I'm glad because we thought maybe this was going to be Bonnie's last. But from what it looks like next week, it's not.
It seems like closure. I guess we're going to talk about this later. It seemed like closure, but it also seemed like it very well could have been her exit.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to wait and see. So we start the episode off with Stefan and Damon driving in the car. A little bromance there.
Oh, is that what you would call it?
I mean...
Well, they were trying to rekindle some brotherly...
Yeah, and Stefan's all like, I'm the fun brother, you're the safe brother. It's like, oh gosh, if you only knew who you were.
I know.
If you only knew.
But that's what I feel like. They already have such a weird relationship as is that it's hard that now they have a weird relationship that's only remembered by one of them.
I do like that as soon as Damon flips the car, you know, and sends them to their what would have been death... Stefan goes, okay, I get it. You're the fun brother. So at least he knows. He's like, okay, I've got it.
But then later on, Damon says, no, today I'm the safe brother.
I know. But he really has become the new Stefan. Yeah. I feel like he's the good guy. He's the one protecting people. He's the one looking out for other people.
I'm really having an issue with that. It's really causing issues for me.
She literally had an issue with it. Like, me and Paige had to move two seats. No, I'm just kidding.
Like, kind of.
All right, here's my thing about this plot with Stefan losing his...
Everything.
Yeah. As great as the episode was tonight, I kind of feel like Vampire Diaries, here we are again. Mm-hmm. You really couldn't think of any other situation to get this love triangle kind of spark anew that we're just going to erase all of Stefan's memories and almost kind of start over. But the boys have kind of switched roles now.
I also have to say, just because here at AfterBuzz, if you follow any of the other CW shows, I do Beauty and the Beast, and their season kicked off with the main character, a woman and, you know, a guy, and he has his memory wiped. And he doesn't remember his best friend, he doesn't remember his girlfriend, he doesn't remember anything about his life. So it's weird to me that the CW has that same plot going right now.
That is interesting.
That is weird for me watching, knowing that I'm watching a different show that's doing the same thing. I do think it's repetitive and it's kind of like, you know, what are
it
we going to do
like
with
it? It seems like a little safety thing.
I'm on such a different page than you guys are right now. I thought this was very clever. I think that the way that they wiped his memory, at least it wasn't like all of a sudden he went in some weird time warp. You know, they linked him with his doppelganger. It made a lot of sense. It fit perfectly with the plot. And now we get to see these actors playing roles that they completely haven't played. And for Stefan to be pulling on my heartstrings, that doesn't happen very often. So props to the writing, props to the acting. For me to be questioning, even a little bit whether I want them to end up together is, like, unbelievable that they have made it that far in the plot line.
I think that's great for it. I think it is great. I think the character development on these people is insane, and I'm really being torn between who I like and who I don't like or who I'm rooting for. But I think it's just very similar to when he was a Ripper and you had to bring him back and show him who he was and tell him who he was. I think it is very different, whereas he has his mind completely erased, but it feels like we're constantly fighting for Stefan to be Stefan.
No, because I feel like for the first time tonight, we realize that being a Ripper, it might not be in his genetics. It might be in his
history.
In his history. So I feel like we get a new Stefan. We're not fighting anymore. They didn't drag the storyline on very long. You know, once Caroline came in, she really grounded him, and he felt like he had to be there for her. It wasn't always everybody helping Stefan, bringing Stefan in, trying to pull Stefan back. It wasn't one like that
tonight.
Yeah, they
didn't do overkill.
Right, it was
for 30 minutes, maybe.
And, you know, one thing I will say about the episode, I mean, there's no... They did a great job of doing it. I still feel like it was a safety thing because it's just like, how else were they really going to keep the love triangle? It's like Scandal. It's like, how long are we going to keep this triangle, this relationship going? Mm-hmm. And I love it, and I think they did a great job because just like you feel that way about Stefan, and I think, Paige, you brought it up tonight. Tonight is the first time I've actually looked at Damon and been like, oh.
Yeah, I was
that
sad.
Was, like, I can see... Like, I was kind of sad for Damon when it came to Stefan and Elena because tonight kind of linked it in me, like, they're going to be playing this... Who was it that said, I've been watching this this love triangle happen over and over again? It happened last episode. Who said that?
I don't remember now.
I've been overwatching this...
It was the witch.
Oh, the witch.
Yeah.
The witch. Katsuya. Yeah.
So, it's interesting to me that now it's flipped. Because, I mean, both times where we had... Damon kind of giving the hugs to, we had Jeremy, and then at the end with Elena, like, those moments for me, those are Stefan moments. Damon doesn't have those moments, and now we've watched Damon grow, and now it's like Stefan's the uncertain one where he's kind of taken Damon's shoes.
You know what's weird to me is that in the end, which we're obviously going to talk about the funeral later, but there was one line where Bonnie's saying to Elena, you know, you don't have to take care of everybody. If you let them, they'll take care of themselves. And it's interesting because I think that Damon and Stefan, that really applies to them. When Damon gets to be the fun brother, then Stefan has to be the safe brother. But now, all of a sudden, that Stefan's like this, Damon has to fall in a different role because they can't both be fun and they can't both be crazy at the same time. So I feel like Damon's never really taken a back seat to Stefan. He's always done his own thing and he's never really cared about what happened with him. Mm-hmm. He either left or he was the crazy one. But right now, he has to stay. He can't leave. And he needs to make sure everything's in order. So this isn't the Damon that I know and love. Because he's more Stefan right now than he is Damon. I don't think he's true to
himself.
But you
don't like that growth? I feel like...
I feel like he doesn't have to take care of people. He doesn't have to do those things. Like you said in the past, he ran away from it. He left. He disappeared.
Right.
He doesn't have to assume the responsibility that is left with him when Stefan goes off the rails.
If he wants to keep Elena, he does.
If he wants to keep Elena. But even so, I think he could just disregard, you know, Jeremy and all of her friends, and Elena being where she is right now would still probably be with Damon.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so at all.
I think if Stefan was not here, I think she would still be with Damon. If Stefan was still, like, in the water, I do. I think she would still be with Damon.
Okay, I get that plot. But with Stefan being
back,
there.
Now that he's back, but he didn't have to be doing these things, and he was doing them all summer.
No, okay, he was doing them all summer, but until Stefan came back, I'm, like, sitting here, like, Damon and Elena till the death. I love them.
Yeah.
And the only reason it's him and how he deals with Stefan. You know, if it was any other guy, he would be like, listen, Elena, stop talking about another guy, or I'm going to leave you. You know, like that. But he's so in love with her, and it's his brother. So it's this whole other dimension where he can't really just walk away. Mm. He can't.
Yeah, but I mean, it was the same thing with Stefan in the situation. Like, the love of my life is now leaving me for my brother, and I have to accept it.
Right, but that's why I didn't like Stefan, because that was his personality, to accept it, to let it go, to be the good guy. That's not Damon's personality.
But
that's what I like about Damon.
It is Damon's personality. Let's go back to when Damon was human. That was his personality.
But as a vampire.
Okay, but why did he do those things as a vampire? Because of all the fucked up shit that happened to him along the away. Now he met Elena. She helped him. She healed him. He's growing. And it wasn't just past summer, because we've saw since last season little things. Him and Body hated each other,
mm-hmm.
you know, but they grew some sort of fondness. Him and Alaric, him and Matt, you know what I mean? And
I
Jeremy,
know.
It's just, we've see this growth.
And
just
like
the hug
growth.
With Jeremy tonight.
That killed me.
It really killed me. That was just such an awesome moment.
Because you were saying to me, like, is he going to be violent right now?
Because he looked mad.
And then he like hugged him so hard.
As if it was his big brother. I wrote that down too. I really loved that moment. And I don't know what it is. I think his growth in general is great. And I am 100%, I am still team Damon and Elena. I've never liked Stefan and Elena together, and tonight, for the first time, I didn't hate it.
I think it's funny because...
Come to my side,
No, I'm not coming
Roxy.
To your side. I just am not screaming at you anymore. Like, I
right.
see what you're saying.
Okay, good.
See, I'm on the opposite, where I've been team, like, Elena and Stefan, and now, when she's might be kissing him, I'm like, no. Don't do that. I like, feel bad for Damon. And
when her hand went to his face, and he and
hold
she
on, hold on,
away.
Wait. Let's take the steps to that point. Hold on. Because this really did irk all of us. So Elena shows up. She tries to call Bonnie. Can't get in touch with Bonnie. So then she ends up taking Stefan to keep him busy. So they go to, where was the first place? They're trying to like recreate this moment in the high school.
First time they met.
Yeah, mm-hmm. where she bumps into him and it's not working out. And it's kind of like, all right, I get that part because maybe you can.
Jog memory,
right.
Yeah.
So then the next one, they go outside and they go to the top of the building and it's like, okay, this is weird dating stuff. Like,
and
how do
knows.
You not feel like you're cheating?
And at that point, he calls her out and he says, we used to date. So he says that then. And she has this moment and she's like, close your eyes. And he's like, you close your eyes. And it's really flirty. And she's like, don't you trust me? And it was actually really cute.
But doesn't it, I mean, for me, out of everybody, this episode made me kind of look at Elena like, you know what?
Hope for show.
Yeah.
Well, it made it look like she was trying to paint this pretty picture of who she was to Stefan. And the fact, she was also saying, you know, the relationship ended because of me. I was the one. I became a vampire. She hasn't mentioned Damon. She's making it so that she looks good to Stefan. And she looks like someone Stefan wants. It's almost like she misses having them fight over her. I didn't like it at all.
That really pissed me off,
okay,
too.
Wait, but would you guys... Okay, let's just take it from a reality check.
Yes.
If you were to see an ex,
yes,
you
I'm
would
just
going to
answer yes.
It
yes.
would be the same thing. Okay,
yes.
Yeah, because I would do the same thing. You
want to
look good. You
want
to
them
be
to present. Want you, even if you don't want
okay,
them.
Okay, I agree with that. And although what I'm about to say might not be what I would actually do, but I hope it's what I would do, even though I agree with you. I would like to think if it's an ex that I loved and cared about as much as Elena did about Stefan, always, she was trying to get him to move on, and mm-hmm. you're okay without me. You know, if you really love somebody, then you let them go like that. You know, if you're not going to be with them, then you let them go. And he finally had the opportunity to forget. And to she could still have a relationship with him, but it could be purely friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of doing that, she was trying to get him to remember the romantic aspect of their relationship.
Yeah.
Not their friendship,
not the friendship,
you know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The first time, the Ferris wheel, when he saved her and then when he saved Matt, when they first bumped into each other outside the bathroom. Like, every one of those is one of those cliche moments out of a...
At the bridge.
At the bridge. It just, to me, the things she was trying to jog his memory with were very romantic. These monumental, epic moments in their romance. And I think that that's unfair to do to him.
I agree. And that's why I didn't like it. I'm just saying, I think, you know, in normal circumstances in everyday life, you want that person to still see you in a certain light. But what I didn't really like was the way she went about it. I thought it was really sneaky and conniving, and it really turned me off to Elena. But I think this is the writer's way, you know, of driving this plot forward, that she and Stefan are going to be drawn together. It's the balance. It's what they are supposed mm-hmm. to be. And I think they planted the seed last week, and now they're showing us what could happen. Not that it will, but what could happen, and that mm-hmm. it still exists. There is still chemistry. There's still something there.
When he pulls away, she drags him back in. When she pulls away, he does the same. And even before he lost his memory, when they thought he just went away from the summer, she still called him a lot. He never responded, thought about him all the time, was dreaming, whatever. Obviously, people were planting those in her mind.
Now we know about the dreams.
Right, but still, she mentioned him all the time out loud to people. So she was still thinking about him, and that's because he left, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, so then they go to the bridge.
I'm gonna giggle
that. Tiana was in the mirror. She's not here with us this week, but she's here in spirit.
She loves her some Vampire Diaries. Yeah. All right, so they go to the bridge, and he realizes, which is funny, because obviously I believe he's going to get his memories back.
I think so, too.
Because
you mean at some point in the season.
Yeah, because they're in there, they're just being blocked by something. Because the fact that he can realize, wow, it's funny when we're close together like this, like that urge
that
of
hunger
stops. So that to me is just, you know what I mean? Here we go again. It's the doppelganger thing. It's going to be fate. What's it going to turn Damon into? You know,
right.
So we're just going to see this flip flop back and forth. And then right there, go ahead. Now get into it. She puts her hand on his.
She does one of those things, like she goes, I touched
recreate
you like,
the moment.
I touched you like this, and then
we'll have the number one podcast.
It's getting a little.
So they touch you like this, and then she pulls away, and he goes, no, don't, and grabs it, and goes in to kiss her. Like, she clearly gave him the okay. I mean, you know when your girls say they don't know, they're like, no, I didn't. You know, honey, every time you know. And if a girl says that she didn't know, she's lying. Because you know, when you're giving a guy the okay, she was giving the guy the okay. And he goes in, and the last second she says, I'm with Damon.
Because she wanted it. I think at that very last second she was like, oh, crap.
Oh, yeah, she wanted it.
She wanted it.
I think she's, and honestly, I feel for her in this because I do think it's possible to be in love with two people at once. I think in different ways, I think it is possible. And I feel for her because I really believe that she, inside her, doesn't know who's right for her and doesn't know who she loves. Like,
it's just, the thing is where it's really hard for me. I get that if they didn't know each other. But there has to be...
Who didn't know each other?
Stefan and Damon.
Right.
Like, in real life, I could be in love with two people. However, you work it out so that way in time you figure out who it is. Now,
right.
But because they're brothers, that creates such a messy situation that it's almost like you shouldn't be having these feelings right now because you fought so hard for Damon.
So hard.
But now, and now we're just going to leave it up to fate. You know what I mean? Like, and so, like you said, it really put a, and as annoying as Elena can be, with her, like, whole victim situation all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
I still love Elena.
I do, too.
This episode, really, though, and I hope it is just to drive the plot forward, and next episode will kind of be a little more simmered down. Because I was even wondering about the whole Caroline and Stefan thing, like, what's going to happen there. I don't know. I didn't like that scene by the bridge.
It left a bad taste in my mouth, and even seeing her go home and being sad, obviously about Bonnie, that's devastating news. But when they see Stefan, you know what I mean, in the living room, and she's still like, oh, thank God you're home. It's like, did you tell Damon what happened? Did you acknowledge the fact that you just dropped this bomb on Stefan? You don't even seem to care.
Well, I mean, when she calls Damon and tells him on the phone, she says that Stefan's gone. Damon says, why? And she says, because I told him about us and he ran away. Like, bitch, that's not what happened.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You basically lured him in and then slapped him in the face.
Right. You know, like, and you're smart. You're so smart. You know that's not what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not one of those naive, dumb girls who's twiddling her little thumb in her hair and like, oh, huh, I don't know what happened. You know. You know what you did.
Well, because we've been playing this triangle for years now.
Right.
She knows.
And it's also going to be really hilarious when Catherine comes into play.
So, just refresher. Yeah. Catherine's with Silas, correct?
No, Catherine is with Nadia.
And Silas.
Well, right? Silas and Nadia are in contact.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So we're assuming
Silas couldn't get Catherine from Nadia because remember,
he doesn't have the mind control. Right. Okay, because obviously I watched this last week when I wasn't here, but we didn't see her at all. So we don't know what's going on there, which I thought was strange. Like, I liked this episode, but I think we don't have any clue what's happening on that other side of Vampire Diaries.
Right.
Right. But I can't imagine the writers not wanting to throw Catherine in there for Stefan to see for the first time to kind of...
He's going to be like, what is
to see
happening?
If there's sparks or to see what kind of situation...
Oh, yeah.
Like, is it going to be the doppelganger thing or is it really Stefan and Elena?
Wait, I felt like in the preview last week, though, I felt like we saw two people kiss. Like, mouth to mouth.
No, I think it was
just
moment.
This lead up.
Yeah, and we just put
damn them.
But
damn them.
But I do think when Catherine comes back, it will be a question of, is it a doppelganger thing? Because will they... Because before Elena, it was Catherine. That's who it was. And so if Elena never came along, would it have been a thing with
I Captain Forever. I need that to happen because I need the satisfaction of Elena and Damon being together, but I also need Stefan. The soulmates to be, like, I need Stefan to be okay. Catherine, I really do like her.
And
like, I know she's batshit, but
I do too,
like
but
her.
I like her for Damon.
Yeah, because they match. But the thing is,
she's always loved Stefan.
She loves Stefan. And she even said it last episode, just because I'm like this crazy bitch doesn't mean I don't care about Stefan. I didn't stop caring about Stefan. So I do think that's going to come into play.
The car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to come into play. I think Catherine and Stefan's going to be a thing.
Oh, so you guys would be okay with Damon being with Elena?
Yes, yes.
And then Stefan being with Catherine?
Yes.
How do you go back to Stefan after doing that? How do you go back to somebody after sleeping with their brother and destroying them?
Well, Catherine did the same thing.
It's okay to leave one. No, it's not that it's okay, but leaving one brother for another is one thing.
But then
leaving
back.
One brother for another and going back to him. What does it say about the brother that accepts you back? What does that say about
the
kind of person
you are?
They've
already done this. Catherine did this. This happened. The same exact situation.
Yeah, because Catherine's a horrible human being. Yeah. I like her.
But they still did it. You know, like, I don't. There's something about them starting Vampire Diaries with Elena and Stefan that if I don't get that, for me personally as a fan, I totally understand where you guys are. For me personally, though, if they just pawn it off on Stefan and Catherine, I'm just like...
Would you be happy with him with someone else?
Who, Stefan?
Yeah, if he was like with Caroline
nope.
or something, like
nope.
it has to be Elena.
And that's an absolute...
Okay, but what about Damon meeting Elena before Stefan did? We find that out that he actually met her first. Before the bridge, before everything.
That was a one-night thing.
Yeah,
they didn't put the work in.
No, he came back and
found her.
That was
such a cheap way of throwing it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was so cheap of like, oh, now Damon's going to be the one, so now we're going to get two seasons of Damon love.
No,
like,
oh, my God.
You
too. I'm so on a different page.
You too. I honestly will be happy either way. I just need it to happen the right way. I think
Stefan and Caroline you could do?
I could do Stefan and Caroline, but I mean, Stefan and Elena I could do, but I could do Stefan and... Damon and Elena right now. Damon and Elena, I'm on their team right now. But I have loved the other couple in the past, and so I think I could love them again. It's just that as the seasons evolve, as the characters develop, right now, I don't like Stefan and Elena. I just don't like it.
Over Klaus?
Klaus isn't here
no,
right
just
now.
Listen. Yeah. Over Klaus, over Tyler, and over Jesse. You would rather Caroline
no,
end up with
Stefan.
No, nothing
I'd rather. I'd be okay with it.
First of all, yes. Hell yes, over Tyler.
Yeah, he's a jackass. Like, he's not a good boyfriend.
Tyler
he's a bad
came back.
Boyfriend.
He came back.
For a funeral.
Yeah.
For a funeral. You can't just be there in the bad times. You're there all the time.
That's very true. I don't like him as her boyfriend. I agree with that, but I like Tyler.
Okay, well, let's just get into this right now. So Caroline calls Elena and basically says
getting
that she's
angry.
Sucking up to Jesse,
you can't even
who
look
is
at me.
Dr. Maxfield's lab assistant, because she wants to figure out
that
what's
developed
going
quick,
on.
Don't you feel like?
Yeah, but I'm glad they did because I didn't want...
We didn't have to play around with it, yeah.
So, and Jesse is...
Well, all right, so we find out that there's the bell ringing ceremony, which is, this
Some
is
morbid.
Really, I mean, but it really is true. They used to do this in like Salem and
they definitely did.
Back in the day, where basically they would bury people, and to make sure that they were dead, they would have a string in the box that would attach to a bell. So if you really weren't dead, you could ring the bell, and they would wait for like 24 hours and hope that the bell would come a ringing.
I wonder how, like, the statistics, like how often the bell rang.
Yeah,
that they would do it for everybody. Like, they buried people alive often enough to need bells.
I literally,
I'd be
think
like, I'm locking my bedroom door, y'all. I go to sleep and y'all put me in a dim box.
Kill me. God.
So Caroline and Jesse there, and I love the fact that, all right, Caroline and Jesse are sitting at the grave. Studying.
Drinking.
And I love that you said, I hope that they are not at her father's grave.
I really hope they're not, because he did pass away. I mean, there's a large chance she's on her dad's grave, ringing the bell, or whoever's grave. It could be Tyler's mom's grave. It could be
it could be
anybody's grave. That is so morbid to me. And
awkward first date,
And you're kissing on it. Like, you're kissing on it. And drinking on
it.
Well,
let's talk about that kiss tonight.
I liked it.
What did you think?
I like him because I think he's ballsy, and I'm for the ballsiness. And I think that she didn't give him the clear, but she didn't give him the don't, and she kissed him back. So I thought he was in the clear, and I...
Do you like the innocent Jesse, or did you kind of... Because obviously at the end we see he really was innocent, because we were kind of...
Yeah, he was innocent.
We were debating.
But I was glad. I was very glad. I was glad that the professor's the evil one and Jesse's the good one, because I like Jesse and I want to add him into our crew.
Yep.
Yeah.
I do too.
And I felt like he had good intentions, and that's what made me sad, because whenever you enter somebody new into this show, it's like, oh, like, are they good? Are they not good?
Right.
So it was hard to fully enjoy that kiss, wondering who he was.
Right.
And now we know he's a good guy. now he's not a human so much anymore, but he is a good person.
It's so interesting that they give Caroline all these on and off relations. I mean, literally, what we started with who?
I don't even know.
Matt. No.
No, she started with someone else. I can't
even remember.
Who did
Caroline first start off with?
I don't know, but she's now been with
so
Matt,
So then it was
Tyler.
Matt, then Tyler, then Klaus, then now we have Jesse.
Jesse.
Four people. And
didn't
then
Caroline have a thing for Stefan at one point,
yeah,
maybe?
Well, I think it was like, it didn't go there. And that's no. the only reason why I really, if they're going to play out the Caroline-Stefan thing, which I don't think they will do that.
I don't think they're going to.
But if they did, I would need them to play out Elena being pissed at Caroline and Elena really having to look at herself inside
and make
be
a choice,
like,
yeah.
Because that could make it interesting.
Because I don't necessarily think Caroline and Stefan are right for each other, but I think when you have a friend like that who always has your back, when you're in a time of need and you're vulnerable and you're confused and you're hurt, you turn to that person and things can get weird pretty
Especially
fast.
When you don't have memories.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So he doesn't know who Caroline is to anybody. All he knows is she's got his back.
And he says to her at night, you're pretty hot. You're hotter than you in pictures.
Well, and you know, one thing that I loved that Caroline said right before the kiss, I love that she finally has come to realize that Tyler doesn't respect her.
Right.
Which the ending ruined
it makes
me it
so
for
mad.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, because I think he came back as a friend. You know, he's not a good boyfriend. And I said it, and I'll say it again.
And
I
hope
right
she
together.
Says that to him.
I think next episode, that's going to happen. I think the split's happening.
But can you imagine if at the funeral, she looked at him and was like, where have you been? Like, that would have been the worst.
No, I don't think she would have,
You know what I mean? I needed in that moment them to all just be there. It was everybody that I needed to be there.
I really did want Stefan to be there.
Even I really
though,
did want him.
Even though he didn't know Bonnie, doesn't know Bonnie, Bonnie still could have said something to him that maybe would have just told him a little bit more about who he is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And who he was to Bonnie. And I think that's important. And it's also important that when they look back years from now and he maybe does have his memory, we were all there. We all said goodbye and Stefan wasn't.
Also, talk about being there for Caroline. He didn't know Tyler was going to show up.
Yeah. He doesn't even know Tyler.
Right.
I don't know. And I don't like Tyler's excuse of helping all these different wolves. It's like, teach someone else how to teach the wolves and then come out.
Right.
And so while they're there, Caroline finds Stefan because Stefan had ran away from Elena. And there she says, hey, how are you doing? He says, I'm spiraling out of control into the Ripper.
Yeah.
And
so, okay.
Yeah, he smells Jesse's paper cut and then ends up pulling Jesse into a tomb and biting him and doing this weird kind of almost a monologue, because Jesse really wasn't talking back, of his urge to
kill him.
Want to kill him, but not wanting to kill him. But because he doesn't want to kill him, it intrigues him more to kill him. It was like,
yeah, it's creepy.
Sir, calm down with that bloodthirst.
Yeah. I mean, but maybe it's like being, I know he's had blood in his system, but being like a new vampire, you have to train yourself all over again. So he can't just walk into it and be like, I'm a ripper. I can't drink people's blood straight from the vein.
I'm just so glad he didn't do something that was not reversible.
Well, luckily, we have Caroline there to heal him.
Right. Because that would have been a mess.
Well, one thing that isn't reversible that he did do, the next scene is him burning his diaries.
Which is huge for Stefan.
Mm-hmm.
Because he...
Oh, that is true. And that really upset me because those journals are everything to him.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're gone. Did he burn every one of them?
Yeah. We're led to believe that. Yeah.
So, but, you know, within that, he says, you know, I don't want to live these lives. I want to live this life that I'm living and moving forward. And it's crazy because it's like, okay, I get it. You're so confused that you don't want to live this old life because you don't remember this old life and you want to live this new life, but you're going to live this new life with the same people that you don't really remember. So you're going to create new bonds with the same people that you know. It's weird to me, and I feel like that's something you could regret in the future.
Well, I think the only one he wants to keep close with is Caroline. You know, I think he made it very clear. He was like, Damon, Elena, I want really nothing to do with
you. He feels like he can't trust them.
And
as he should.
And Damon says, we just got dumped. Mm-hmm. Kind of is like that.
I think
how long will that stay?
Well, I think it's all about gaining trust and, you know, showing you're worthy of somebody. Because when you meet somebody for the first time, you don't automatically trust them or have a great friendship with them. They have to prove it to you. And so far, Elena's done a pretty shitty job of doing that. She showed him why they shouldn't trust her.
You know what's weird, though, is that we haven't seen a moment of him, and maybe this is because he's a vampire, but if I had all my memories erased, I'd be really scared. You know, I kind of want to see him, like, a little vulnerable. He doesn't seem vulnerable at all, and it could be the vampire side, but, you know, maybe just a little, like, huh, what's going on? You know, not for too long, but just a moment of, I don't know what to do.
But which makes me believe that all of his memories
are coming back.
Yeah. But like, that's why he's not freaking out.
Right.
Like, things are coming
back
to him.
That's gotta be true.
But just not the... I feel like it's more actions.
Right.
So, which is interesting. Actually, I don't know why I said that, because I feel like then he would have kind of known when him and Elena bumped into each other at certain places he would have
felt comfortable. I think it's time or something. You know, either some spell and some frying, defrying thing, or time.
I think it's something. I think, honestly, we're not going to get Stefan back until Silas is done. Something happens with Silas. I think everything is still in his head. I feel like maybe he's in a fog. You know, it's there. He has, like, consciously he knows it's there, but with his actions and what he sees, he doesn't get it. I don't think he's going to get flashbacks. I don't think he's going to start remembering things at all. I think it's just going to be in him. You know, he just knows in his bones.
Maybe you could only have a certain amount of power between all the doppelgangers that are on Earth. So Silas had all this power, and then...
Oh, maybe the weaker Silas gets...
Right, you know what I mean? Like, maybe they're the weaker one gets... Maybe one gets stronger, one gets weaker. I don't know whether it's a seesaw or whether it's like elevators rising together. Because you would think, because Silas got weaker, maybe Stefan would get stronger, but they both got weaker, so they're both being affected by the same thing.
Well, Stefan's not really weak, because as we saw with the jumping situation, it was kind of like he just needed to be taught.
That's true.
It's still there, which makes me to go believe that they can probably jog his memory.
And he picked it up pretty quick because he's running off all different kinds of places, hiding from everybody, sniffing out
drinking
blood.
The blood, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think he knows. I think it's in him. I just think.
But if it's in him, then he's still the Ripper.
Yeah.
Do you guys believe he's still the Ripper?
I think he is still the Ripper. He was going to kill Jesse.
Well, yeah, but.
He wanted to kill Jesse.
But when he was asked, who are you? He says, I'm a Ripper.
Yeah.
He didn't say vampire, which I think is so interesting that. He takes this personality of the Ripper so seriously.
Right. He just learned about it.
Yeah, and I feel like they've put it in Stefan's head, this Ripper thing, so much that it almost is years and years, like, yeah, I have to believe that I do have this other side.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, because where Damon naturally wanted to just rip people's head off and kill them, he consciously grew to become the softer person. So with Stefan, I feel like it's just this crazy...
Damon could always stop when he wanted to. Stefan never could, but maybe Stefan only never could because he kept saying he never could.
Right.
And it's strange to me. You have no memory, right? You read these books and you're so quick to be like, oh, this is me. This is my life. I'm a Ripper. I do this. I do that. And you take on that persona. You say, this is what people think I am. And he was so quick to be like, okay, I'm a Ripper. I'm going to kill people. How easily influenced is he?
Right.
Or is that innately who he is?
For the first time, not the first time, because he said this before, but he looks at it and says, this is not who I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe just saying that out loud, now
breaks
he can take the steps to move on. Maybe.
It's going to be really interesting.
Because he read those and he took them for what they were, and he just went with it, and now he's burning it. And so it's like, if I burn this, I burn that person.
Let's hope that this Stefan does not flip off his switch, because we're all screwed then.
I don't think he's going to. He's got Caroline. I don't think he's going to do it.
And I feel like that's too much, like, with what happened to Elena.
Right.
Like,
I think
can't
so, too.
Go through that.
That's what, let's just pray
no
that
Dr. Phil. We don't need that. All right, so... Jeremy, he's going crazy, keeping
poor
this
Jeremy.
Secret. Yeah. And poor Bonnie. Like, it's just so weird having her there, but then not having her there.
I feel like she could take advantage of it.
How?
Like, I think the fact that she can still talk to Jeremy allows her to still talk to other people.
And the fact that Silas can't see.
She still can be the helper. She still can help these people and
she
be a part of their lives.
Magic.
She can't do magic, and she can't see them or
but
hug them
But I wonder
or
if
touch
she can,
them.
Because remember her
grandmother
came
it.
And did it.
I think a live witch has to channel your energy.
Okay.
We need another witch.
Yeah,
really
we do.
Badly.
Well, that's where I would see us going to the originals. Because I feel
or
like
or the originals coming
or
to
the
us.
Originals coming to us, because they have all the witches apparently,
yep.
And we have none.
Right, because everybody needs to be in New Orleans right now to draw from the power.
And I wonder if, you know, I think we said this earlier, Vampire Diaries and Originals probably wanting to have their own entity of a show, but as fans, I want the tie-in. I would love for whether it be, I mean, even though Sophie is not a big character, for her to have to go to Mystic Falls because
right.
Klaus asked her to, and that having the tie-in to the original.
I thought maybe Jesse was going to be our witch, but...
I did too. But then I'm like, really, every black character that comes
on
the show
is
a witch.
I know.
And a warlock, we've already had that.
Yeah. I do feel like we will see that. And just, yeah, like from a fan's point of view, we learned about the originals. We grew to love them on mm-hmm. The Vampire Diaries. And just to have them leave like that and never come back, it doesn't even make sense because Klaus and Rebecca and Elijah have constantly been a force in the show.
I think that right now they're trying to make a point and they're trying to separate it. But eventually as we go along,
we're
going to merge.
Because
not totally, but a little bit.
Hell, the last episode for Klaus to say what he said to
Caroline
about you can have your now, but I will be
your endgame. Yeah. And like if more so than any other couple right now, that is my couple to be.
And really? She doesn't even see them. They're not even together. She's like,
I just love
Caroline
love
and Klaus.
I'm there too, though. So then we get poor Jeremy and poor Matt, because Matt has...
Poor Matt.
Matt doesn't know what's going
on.
Can't
catch a break, that guy.
I want to cry for him. You know, when we talk about feeling bad for characters, every time, Matt just pulls the small stick every time.
He's getting better. Like, he's getting better at figuring everything out himself and stronger and learning.
You mean by the video camera, like, thinking that by himself?
Yeah, because, come on, dealing with it. Yeah, Matt used to just be the dun-dun-dun, and then someone would happen to him and everyone would save him. Now I feel like he's earning his right to be
in the Scooby-Doo. Yeah, he was a weak link for a while. It was like, oh, God, I gotta go save Matt again. And now he's handling himself. But, like we were saying, Elena plays the victim card. Matt, come on, you can play that once in a while. He never does.
No.
He's never like, I just died and I have a person living in my head and it's cool.
He's like, whatever. Bro, can you come over? I'm like a little confused.
We've had a couple of those in the past with him, but I don't like that character when Matt plays that victim.
The whiny, yeah.
Yeah, and I like this Matt because it is showing strength. It's showing this bond with him and Jeremy. I like it.
Yeah.
I like the fact that he was the one that went and saved Catherine that time, in a couple episodes back.
Yeah.
But he
is the underdog kind of the show.
And now it's really interesting to see that he watched the camera and he found out that
the Traveler
is inside of him. And he said, my friends are going to come looking for this knife. What do you think knife does?
First of all, just hearing somebody say, hello, Matt Donovan, I am the Traveler inside you.
Like, with an accent, too.
And hearing them say that, no explanation of what the Traveler, I'm the Traveler inside you. What the hell does that even mean?
I think he knows what a Traveler is because of Nadia.
No, I don't think she explained it, but I think he knows something's in his head. He knew that because when Silas tried to kill him. So he's aware that there's something going on. And none of them, I don't think, are aware of Travelers, unless Damon and Stefan are aware of Travelers. And
it seemed like they had never encountered any Travelers.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it would have been something they brought up.
I think they maybe knew of them. I think they would know of a Traveler. And if not, guess who would? The originals. They would definitely know about the Travelers because they were around when Silas was around and he was buried deep in the ground for a very long time. So they must be a force that we just haven't seen.
Right.
Oh, because Travelers have extended life as well?
I'm assuming. I
don't know where that would lead, but some sort of...
I don't know if they have extended life. I just think that they're kind of people, the Travelers, have been around for a very long time.
Right.
So at some point or another, Catherine, Stefan, Damon, they have encountered Travelers. They've dealt with them.
Yeah.
I think they're aware. I think maybe at this point in time, they don't realize what's happening to Matt because it's Matt.
Right.
They haven't seen his eyes go black. I think the minute they see that or if they see this video, they'll know what's going on.
So Tyler being back means we have a wolf on the show.
He's leaving.
Sorry, it means we have a hybrid for an episode.
Well, let's get to the funeral. So they go to the funeral and they give gifts. They give a pom-pom. They give
feathers.
A whistle. Feathers, which I didn't get the feathers.
And a magic book.
Yeah, and then the magic book, which I'm hoping that's not going to stay out there because that...
lead
to another whole plot. And Bonnie basically says she's been there the whole time. She's not going anywhere. Tells Elaine to go back to school and Caroline to be okay. And then Tyler shows up and it's... Why do you think they brought Tyler in? Because to me, Tyler isn't...
Part of the show.
Yeah, like, I'm not tied to Tyler anymore. You guys have... Vampire Diaries has made it clear. I have lost my kids. Go back to, like, 2 seasons ago and listen to me talk. I was like, Tyler! Like,
really?
And I've accepted it. I've moved on. Bringing him back tonight was just kind of like... It was irritating.
I wish I felt that way. I feel very
with
tied...
With the white rose.
I feel very tied to Tyler, and I feel I've gotten zero closure. I have no closure on Tyler
leaving. That's what this is. This is what I think this is Tyler giving that closure. He loves Caroline. Caroline loves him. This is not their time. Maybe high school was all they had, you know? And you can love people for a little while, and then you grow apart. Mm-hmm. And so I think they both loved Bonnie, and Tyler loves Caroline, and that's why he's there right now, because he knows if he's going to be there for her, this is when he needs to be there for her. But I think next episode we're going to lose Tyler.
That's who Caroline was with to start. It was Tyler.
Yeah, it was Tyler, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
He left Tyler for Matt, and then...
No, I think they just broke up, and then...
Yeah. He was just using her as, like, a slam piece, and he was a douchebag, remember? Like, a little frat star.
Oh, and she was the cheerleader.
Yeah, I think that's who it was.
So, do you think next episode... Well, I guess, actually, with that, let's go into...
Predictions.
Because we'll talk about Max Field and Jesse. So with that, do you guys think next episode we're going to actually get Tyler physically in the episode, or do you think they'll leave it as, oh, Caroline talking to Elena, yeah, Tyler and I talked about it, like...
I want to see him,
but I think
it's going to be the latter. Yeah. I would like for her to say, you know, this isn't working. I would like for Caroline to be the one to end it. I would like her to say, I love you, I know you love me, this isn't working right now
for
either
of us. You
have to
go do your thing.
Yeah, she's like, and I want there to be an understanding. I want it to be a very mutual thing where she understands why he's leaving, and he understands why she can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. And I think that would be, they would be able to do that, but I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think it's going to be Elena and Caroline back at college and
talking.
Caroline being like, yeah, so we ended things and I'm ready to move on and be with Jesse or something like that.
Real quick question that we didn't address. Bonnie, you know, she's talking to them through Jeremy. We never really established that Jeremy can see her and talk to her. But is this their way of saying that?
They know that. They all know that Jeremy can talk to dead people.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact that he... I feel like it's so... Like, I know they're sad. But now, I think they can still have these relationships.
If I had a way to speak to dead people, even if it was through somebody else, that is definitely something.
Okay, come on. But also, you have to think. You thought your best friend was on this fun trip with her mom, and you get your reading emails and texts back, and then all of a sudden, months later, you're told... You're never physically going to see that friend ever again or actually have a conversation.
I agree.
It'll always be through Jeremy. That is...
No, I know, but they didn't even... for me, it's like they didn't even acknowledge that there is still something. Mm-hmm. And they still get a little piece of that because they don't really get... They don't get a Lark or her parents or their aunt. They get to have a little bit of Bonnie.
True that.
And Bonnie's still there watching and Bonnie's still there experiencing things with them. And as we see in the previews... They're going to try and bring Bonnie back by killing Silas and getting Bonnie or something like mm-hmm. that. I thought I heard them say. So I'd like to see her come back, you know, as a human. But in the meantime, you
would?
Have... Yes. Okay. I think as much as she just seems like a filler, a fluffy person, she's not. And we see that we need our witch. We need the witch.
More so than ever this episode, mm-hmm. we do see this. Although, I agree with what you're saying. The physicality of it is, of course, different and... Not being able to touch somebody, not being able to talk to them for yourself, very different. Especially having anything you'd want to talk to your best friend about, you probably don't want to go through your brother to talk to your best friend about.
Right.
That being said, this is a smart group of kids, as I've already said. She didn't show up for her own father's funeral, and I understand that that Jeremy is answering some of the messages. But you gotta know something's up. You have to know something's sketchy. You guys really thought.
But yeah, you know why they
never
did that though?
In your brain.
But
they were denying.
But
it.
No, but not only that, but this has happened with Bonnie throughout all the season. She's always
That's
kind
true.
Of
She's
been
always been like
somewhere else, or they're always like, yeah, I talked to Bonnie this summer or something like that.
That's very true.
Bonnie's always kind of been in and out. And to go back to that, because my question to you guys is, do you think they would actually bring Bonnie back physically?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't... My thing with the witch on the show, yes, we need a witch on the show. But look at the originals. When you see how witches and vampires interact, how can they bring a witch onto the show now that is really going to ride for this group of vampires?
Well, that's why it has to be Bonnie.
Yeah, because she's the only one that's emotionally attached to
her. Or it has to be somebody that Bonnie... brings into the group somehow.
Yeah.
But I do think it will be Bonnie. And especially because, you know, with Jeremy, bringing him back was kind of weird because everybody knew Jeremy was dead. And there had to be this whole story behind it. Right now, people don't know Bonnie's dead. I think they're going to try to keep it that way so that when she does come back, it doesn't have to be like, well, there's her gravestone. What happened? You know, it doesn't have to be a whole explanation.
Like it was with Jeremy.
And so the last one is at the end of the episode, we see Dr. Maxfield tell Jesse that he has vampire blood in his system. Mm-hmm. And he said, but that's good because all we have to do is, and then stabs him and kills him, basically, to turn him into a vampire.
So like, we know that Maxfield's a bad guy now.
Right.
And that he was probably responsible for Megan's death. Was that the roommate's name?
Yeah.
Megan? Yep. So, because the vampire killed her. So, is he just turning students into vampires? Like, is that what he's doing?
Maybe he's doing, like, a science project where he's trying to see, like, run tests on vampires to see how to control them or something like that.
Yeah, and why was Jesse letting him run tests to begin with? Like, what was that about? Yeah.
If he's trying to turn students into vampires, then why wouldn't he have turned Megan into a vampire? Why would he have killed her?
She knew too much.
Well, maybe she knew too much, or also remember the girls were out there when the body fell. So it's not like they could have gotten the body back after she had died. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, people saw the dead body.
Right.
You can't make her a vampire and have her come back as a student.
Oh, I do.
Because she fell in front of everybody.
And Maxfield seems like he's trying to keep everything under wraps.
Right. I don't think he on purpose killed the girl.
I don't think it was even him.
Right.
Also, we still don't know why she had Vervain. We still don't know who she is. So.
Or why Elena's father was in the picture with her.
Yeah. So I feel like this episode was for Vampire Diaries fans, like longtime fans. So this was like an episode we all needed.
Yep.
But moving forward, we're going to get back into the side stories.
Also, I wonder when the next time we're going to hear about this Matt knife story is, him protecting this knife.
Probably, I would give it, not next episode, but the episode after.
Okay.
I feel like we're playing like that. Like, every other episode, we get a piece of each story.
So, interesting, Damon's going to work with Silas, and then Silas wants to kill Stefan.
Bonnie's in some Egyptian costume.
She looks good.
She does, but can anybody see her?
No. Nope. But of course, we have another party once again on Vampire Diaries. If you guys want to follow us, make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Also, make sure you guys check out us out on iTunes. Subscribe to us, Vampire Diaries After Show on iTunes. Subscribe to us, rate us, leave us a comment, show us some love. And then also make sure you guys check out The Adventures of Serial Buddies. It's available in stores and also available on iTunes. Keep the conversation going with us, me at DJ Jesse J.
You can find me at Paige Thel.
At Roxy Stryer.
Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.